This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A judge has granted a $500,000 bond to the former Atlanta, Georgia police officer accused of shooting and killing Rayshard Brooks in a Wendy's parking lot. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Jane Barwick set bond Tuesday for Garrett Rolfe, who was fired from the Atlanta Police Department shortly after Brooks died earlier this month. She ruled that Rolfe is not a flight risk or a threat to the community. Rolfe shot Brooks in the back June 12th after Brooks allegedly resisted arrest for alleged drunk driving. He grabbed a taser and, while fleeing, fired it at Rolfe. Brooks was pronounced dead at the hospital. The Fulton County District Attorney charged Rolfe with murder and a second officer with aggravated assault. A New York judge is temporarily blocking publication of a tell-all book that could be embarrassing to U.S. President Donald Trump. The state Supreme Court judge put on hold the book written by Trump's niece, Mary Trump. Its publication date was to be July 28th. The judge said he will make a final decision about publication after hearing the validity of a claim by the president's brother, Robert, who demands that Mary Trump abide by a family agreement not to write any books about the Trump family without permission of other family members. Mary Trump's lawyer has called the restraint on the publication a clear violation of the First Amendment. And the European Union said Tuesday visitors from 14 countries may now come into the European Union, but not people from the United States. That's because some of the U.S. states that pushed the hardest and earliest to reopen their economies are now seeing a surge in coronavirus infections. The EU extended its ban on travelers not just to the U.S., but also to people from Russia, Brazil, and India. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urged the U.N. Security Council on Tuesday to hold Iran accountable and extend an arms embargo due to expire in October. Pompeo told a virtual meeting of the council that renewing the embargo will exert more pressure on Tehran to start behaving like what he called a normal nation. The meeting is held twice a year to review implementation of the resolution endorsing the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. President Donald Trump withdrew from the Iran nuclear deal in May 2018 and reimposed all U.S. sanctions that had been lifted or waived under the agreement. In response, Iran stopped carrying out its nuclear commitments. In January, Tehran said it would no longer adhere to limits on the numbers of its uranium-enriched centrifuges. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has released guidance on its conditions for approving a vaccine for the coronavirus. The FDA said a vaccine has to prevent or decrease disease severity in at least 50% of people who are vaccinated. More than 100 vaccines are being tested worldwide against the virus. The Trump administration in May announced a program called Operation Warp Speed to speed up the development of COVID-19 therapeutics and vaccines. Nigeria is reopening schools for the graduating class on the advice from a task force that students get help in preparing for examinations. The chairman of the Presidential Task Force on COVID-19, Bas Mustafa, also said the federal government lifted the ban on interstate movement outside curfew hours and reopened airports for domestic flights. Mustafa added, President Muhammadu Buhari approved the extension of the phased lockdown for 4 weeks, meaning the 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. nationwide curfew, restrictions on mass gatherings, and sporting activities will continue. Nigeria's mandate for face masks in public places remains in effect. So far, Nigeria has confirmed more than 25,000 COVID cases and more than 570 deaths. Belgium's King Philippe expressed regret Tuesday for 75 years of his country's exploitative rule in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The king spoke on the African country's 60th anniversary of independence. In a letter to Congo's president, King Philippe wrote, "I want to express my deepest regret for these past injuries, the pain of which is regularly revived by the discrimination that is still all too present in our societies." That statement is the closest a reigning Belgian monarch has come to an apology. The Congo gained independence from Belgium in 1960. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News. We'll be right back.